This week on Weird and Wacky Wednesday, we have a delightful treat. Newly found paranormal investigator, Kelly Nickel. And yes, we say found because the paranormal seem to have found her. We hope that you enjoy this mini-series, because there will be a part two. Because that's just how much good content she has. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Not your typical hump day. These stories are stranger than fiction and more wackier than a Karen going Karen for being told to put on a face mask in public. Brace yourself. This is Bro Rand's Weird and Wacky Wednesdays.
So it's a pleasure to have you here, Kelly, with us.
It's a pleasure to be had.
Yes, definitely. So, yeah, that's really crazy that you've been doing this for a month and you've been like killing it on YouTube.
Rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You think killing it? 675 is killing it?
In a month? Look, what do we got? 51?
Yeah. You know what it is, though? Reggie has spoken about something called the law of attraction, and you definitely are attracting the right things. I can tell you that for a fact.
Well, I work really hard on my thumbnails to make them pop, and so that might be it.
And also, you're very consistent as well.
Yeah, I work hard at just keeping it relevant and just posting constantly so people don't forget about me. Yeah.
That's the secret to it, is consistency. Actually, and the fact that you're a teacher makes you so, you know, organized, and you're able to do that.
So I'm booking it. Like, I literally just finished dinner, pork chops, and what did I make? I made German food tonight, and sausage and fried potatoes and pork chops and gravy. And I was like, here you go, hurry up and eat. I got this going. So I literally just fed them. So I don't know how organized I am, but.
Hey, listen, we appreciate you for your time. We definitely do. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Cool. So you've been a ghost hunter for a month.
Well, technically, yeah. I mean, I started having, things at my house back in July, but I didn't technically go after them until October. Yeah.
You didn't go after them?
Yeah. They were coming to back in July, but I went to them starting in October. Yeah,
starting in October, you went to them.
Gotcha.
Cool. Did you get them? Well, that's the ones you got. Well, I'm not going to say because I need that for people that don't know.
Right.
You did end up catching them on camera, right?
I've caught a ton on camera. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. When you say a ton, what do you mean a ton?
Well, I've had probably 20 at my house, 20? Just on my house cameras. And then I've caught 3 or 4 at the Civil War Cemetery, and then a shadow figure at the Civil War Cemetery. And then this last investigation I just did at the house, they were talking to us. So I haven't finished all of the footage on that one yet. I'm still going to be uploading that one on Friday, but from what we did catch, I caught one that was talking to us, and then all of our meters were going off. So, but the one in the Civil War Cemetery was pretty intense.
Mm. Do you think that your experience when you were younger had an issue or something you had going on in your life that made you able to see this stuff?
I didn't start seeing this until I literally just turned 40 this summer in June. Okay. And I have had no experiences whatsoever until I started catching them on my home camera back in June. So my father did die whenever I was 5 of melanoma skin cancer. But I didn't have any experiences with that. So no, I didn't have any childhood experiences to draw on.
Okay.
So nothing traumatic happened turning 40, maybe like a midlife crisis.
Yeah, I mean, turning 40 was pretty hardcore. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. My daughter's up here making faces. Go to your room.
Oh, really? That's funny. Yeah, because I know that sometimes it's a traumatic, something, you know, a tragedy or something would probably spark.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, yeah. It probably spark the, because it seems like you have a sixth sense, like they're attracted to you. Because
well, I've always been, like, I've always watched the shows on the Travel Channel. Like,
yeah, okay.
Camera and, you know, Zach Bagans Ghost Adventure, it always has interested me, but it's one of those things that happens to other people. It would never happen to me. It's just,
gotcha.
It's cool to watch. It's cool to see other people's experiences. And, mm-hmm. And then it just started happening. And then I think it started a chain reaction where it opened up kind of this whole new world for me. And now it's like constant. I'm seeing it all the time, all the time.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I said. That's crazy. We interviewed the paranormal investigators of New England. And uh-huh. they say having apparition is like winning the lottery or being struck by lightning. And apparently, I don't know, like I said, you hit the mother load as far as being able to.
I caught a full apparition in a parking lot at a school not too long ago, back in this summer. And it's actually going to be featured on Paranormal Caught on Camera on the Travel Channel. And I just got an email yesterday. I don't know if you watch the Travel Channel or any of these paranormal shows, but have you seen the one called The Osbournes Want to Believe?
I haven't caught that one, but I will check it out now.
It's going to be on that one too. So okay. Yeah, that one, it literally comes down from the light pole and then walks across the parking lot.
Wow. It does what again? It comes down?
Yeah, it comes down the light pole and walks across the parking lot. That's crazy. You said, did we see it?
Did you see it? Yeah, did you watch it?
No. I was saying what you said. No, I was telling what you said. It apparently it came down the light pole and walked across the parking lot and stopped a car from getting dented with the cart. No, I'm kidding.
Now, what area do you live in?
I'm in Fort Smith, Arkansas. I'm originally from Dallas, Texas, born and raised in Dallas. Came here after went to college and played ball and started a family and started teaching here.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad is buried here in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. He's originally from Arkansas. So, I mean, I'm not too far. You got Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas right here.
Gotcha. So you play ball, like B-ball?
Like softball, fast pitch.
Softball, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Like what position? Just curious.
First base. I'm tall and lanky, so I'm like 5'10".
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Shoot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely don't wear heels around.
No.
Don't wear heels around. What?
Are y'all short?
I'm 5'9".
You're not 5'9".
I'm 5'9".
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Don't worry, I can wear some high heel shoes.
So I can't believe you actually admitted that.
I don't mind. I'm not
5'9" for real.
I'm not embarrassed of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, awkward.
Back to ghosts.
Exactly. So about that parking lot apparition. What's the strangest thing you've ever dealt with when it comes to the paranormal?
Probably this last weekend on Halloween at the Civil War Cemetery. I had the one of our meters that we use was sitting next to me.
Yeah.
Slid across the ground and you could see it on camera. And I was looking this way. So all I heard was leaves moving and I heard it move. I thought it was a frog at first, or I heard the leaves rustling, so I wasn't for sure, but I knew something was going on next to me. At first, I didn't think about it moving. My son's friend was across from me, and he saw it from his angle, but then, of course, I went home and looked at the footage, and you could see it clearly on camera, and then you have, like, dark shadow figures, like demonic shadow figures that went across the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Caught that too. So yeah, I didn't like us out there at all.
Yeah, wow. I saw that video. That was that was pretty impressive. The latest one you had out. Yeah.
Hey, what is the difference between an orb and an apparition?
An orb is it's just a circular ball. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people get that confused with bugs and dust. But those have two different I guess you would call it flight patterns. They move differently.
Okay.
Bugs are usually really fast and jerky, and they just kind of kind of go in this random, they have no flight pattern. They're just all over the place. But orbs move slow and they're very methodic with their movement. Like they know what they're doing and they're a lot slower. And ghosts actually have their own light. They're bioluminescent, so they emit their own light. So you can see them in the infrared on their own.
Okay.
Bugs cannot, for the most part, and they move really fast. So that's the difference between, and what was the other one? The apparition. An apparition is a full, it's like a body. Like yeah. An orb is just a circle, and then a full apparition is like a whole ghost, like the whole body.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It takes more energy to produce a full apparition. So we talk about, I mean, everything is energy. Whatever you eat is energy. Whatever you think is energy. Everything is energy. And so what they do is they draw energy from their surroundings, either your electronics or you. They can take your energy and use it. But the more energy that a ghost has, the more they're able to manifest into smaller or bigger entities. So if it's a full apparition,
yeah,
that means it has a lot of energy it's drawing from.
Speaking of that, have you ever, since you say it draws, it can drain you of energy. Have you ever experienced that as far as your energy being drained by one?
Yeah, my batteries, they suck your batteries first.
Your batteries? Okay. So what about
like in your cameras, you have to come with like four or five different batteries because you'll notice your cameras will die instantly. If you have a ghost that is weak and is just sucking your energy out, all of your batteries will die. Your electronics will start to act weird because they're using that to talk to you. They're using it to manifest. But yeah, this last investigation I did at the No Mercy House, the next day I was in bed all day. I was so tired and I was only there for 3 hours and it was on a Saturday night. So it's not like I worked all day.
It
drained me. And I'd asked the paranormal community, has this ever happened? They say all the time. I was exhausted.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's a paranormal, like you guys have like what, a paranormal Facebook group or what? What do you guys got?
Oh, no, just like the people we connect with on Twitter. You know, obviously I follow a lot of paranormal groups and they follow me and, you know, there are Facebook groups, absolutely, that we go on and we just share videos and we share ideas and pictures and things like that. And we go, hey, have you experienced this? You know, it's a support system.
Yeah.
And I will say it's the coolest community. They are so supportive and they're fun. They're fun to work with.
That's good. Are you just interested in the paranormal, or you're interested in like UFOs and
all of it. So like my YouTube page is called Kelly's Unexplained. So I cover UFOs, I cover cryptids, I cover myths and legends. I cover true crime. So anything that's unexplained or we have questions about, or it's just really cool, I'm into it. Like I'm all about it.
Yeah.
So far in your research, what's been your favorite book that you've read?
Oh, that's a hard one. The favorite book that I've read, I read probably 3 books a week. So,
kudos on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see. I've got this one that I'm working on right now. I've literally got a whole, this
Lizzie Borden. Yeah.
The Lizzie Borden one. Yeah. This is a true crime one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen that on several. Yeah.
This one, I got it. 100 Ways to Find a Ghost. I got that one at the, Savers, which is like, what do y'all call it? One of those stores that like garage sales.
Oh, okay. Like a thrift or thrift store.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Thrift store. Yeah.
And what do you call it? Savers.
Savers.
Well, it's we have a Savers.
It makes sense because you save it.
Mm.
Save it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That's the one in Arkansas.
True crime. Okay. Well, I know we're not touching on that, but I love true crime as well. What's the latest one that you researched?
Well, there was one case. I mean, I don't know how deep into it you want to get. There's one.
Oh, get deep. Go deep. Okay, I love covering things like this.
2 weeks ago in Oklahoma, which is like 15 minutes over the border, there was, and I covered it on my YouTube page, but there was a gay couple out of Worcester, Oklahoma, who got arrested recently for performing a sex change operation in their house. They had gone onto this like underground website to recruit men who wanted to be castrated and undergo a sex change operation for free. They were not doctors.
Okay.
They had no medical credentials. They recruited six people from across the nation. There was a guy that came in and flew in from Virginia. And they picked him up. I know you're laughing, but this
There's so much red flags here. God.
They picked him up in Dallas at the Dallas airport, drove 3 hours back to their house in Oklahoma, and in their bedroom, castrated him. And they had a refrigerator full of testicles from other men, and they were consuming them. So they were cannibalizing. Mm-hmm.
Was there some kind of?
I don't even know is that considered cannibalism? Is that considered cannibalism? I don't know, man. I know it's considered.
There
nuts.
You go. What do you get from consuming
nuts?
Nuts.
It's on my page if you want to check out the whole story.
We are going to check it out.
What is the name of that? What's the name of that one?
It's called Drugs, Castration, and Cannibalism.
Okay. Drugs, Castration, and Cannibalism.
Gotcha.
For all those who are interested in...
In your opinion, what is the biggest misconception about ghosts?
That they're all evil. Like, ghosts are bad. In fact, I would say 99% of them are not bad. They're... you know, a lot of people are afraid of ghosts and they think they're going to get possessed by ghosts and it's not. Ghosts are actually, they're just curious. They want to communicate. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. They want you to know that they're there, and they do things for you to know that they're there. Like, they'll move something, or they'll tap a door, or they'll shut a door. And it's only to be seen. It's departed souls. It's your grandma. It's your brother. It's your sister. It's just regular people that are stuck, or they haven't moved on, or, you know, whatever the reason is. And they just want you to know that they're there. And people often confuse ghosts with demons, which is a real thing. And demons are quite different than ghosts. So I don't like it when people put demons and ghosts together, because they're not the same thing. And demons have never been a person. They've never had a soul. So, and their goal is to trick you. They're, you know, bad. They want to hurt you. They're tricksters. They want to pretend like they're something else. They're the ones that will scratch you. You've heard of them leaving marks on your body. They will come into your dreams. They will make you not sleep. They will be the dark shadow figures in the corner of your house. And those aren't ghosts. So those are two separate entities that people always put them in the same thing.
Have you experienced demons?
I've experienced shadow figures at the Civil War Cemetery. And I caught one on camera, and they're dark and they don't want to be seen. They try to hide. They kind of lurk in the corners. They peek their heads around corners where ghosts want to be seen. So that's another difference between the two, is the shadow figures or the demons try to hide and pretend like they're not there, and they're tricksters, whereas ghosts are just very innocent entities. So yeah, I have at that one place, but I have not anywhere else. But like I said, I've only been doing this a month.
So
go ahead.
So do you believe in possession then?
I do. Okay. Yeah, I think it's rare. I don't think it happens very often, but I do think it's very real, and I do take it seriously. And I think there are things that, you know, you can do to protect yourself before. And there are some things that you can do after if you feel like you have been possessed. But yes, I completely agree with that.
What are the things that you do before and after?
Well, like for ghost hunters, you know, you always hear about, make sure you protect yourself before you go into, because they call it attachment. So these things can get attached to you, and you can bring it home to your family.
Okay.
And so you obviously say like the prayer of Saint Michael, you wear a cross, you have some of those little coins that you put in your pocket, you got holy water. things like that. Very Christian, very Catholic. So they feed on weak people. So if you go when they're scared, if you go when they're weak, they jump on that like crazy. They can feel that. And I kind of compare this to like when you're riding a horse. I don't know if you've ever been horseback riding, but like your instructor will say,
no.
Y'all ride horses?
No.
Okay. Well, if you ever go horseback riding, your instructor will say, your horse can feel your energy. And if you're scared, they will know it. And they'll take over and they'll start bucking and they'll start doing things. But if you act like you're alpha, if you act like you're in charge, and if you act like you know what you're doing, their horse will submit to you. So for future purposes, if you ever go horseback riding, if you act scared, your horse will sense that and will buck you off. So ghosts are kind of the same. They will sense your weakness. They'll sense that you're not alpha, and they will take over. So you've got to go in there pretty confident. If you have any negative feelings or any hostility about the area, they're going to know it.
Yeah. Speaking of horse, I was watching, off topic, but you brought it up. I was watching Yellowstone. Have you seen Yellowstone?
I have not.
Okay. Well, it had where the cowboy was saying how horse, like you said, are very sensitive, that they can even feel a fly on their butt, you know, on their back. So it can feel like that's what they can feel like. If you're tense, like she's saying, which is crazy because their nervous system is very sensitive.
Very sensitive.
I have no clue. Well, you know, it's just a fun fact right there.
What is your bucket list of places to go to investigate?
Oh my gosh. Well, because I just started it, it seems like everywhere. I'm German. So I do want to kind of visit Germany and my heritage and see that. And I know that's going to be thick with emotion and thick with spirits. But obviously I want to respect that. I'm not going to go there just to ghost hunt for my own benefit, but I do just want to connect with all those innocent people. It makes me really sad. But yeah, I guess the Holocaust area would be my number one place at some point.
Wow. That would be something.
Have you been to any native land or native burials?
Well, Fort Smith is full of it. You know, Fort Smith was one of the stomping grounds for the Trail of Tears when they were moving from. And actually, I think that's why I got a lot of orbs at my house. I got a lot of because they were building right next door to my house. Mm-hmm. And all of that construction, they were uplifting and uprooting a lot of that land. And I was doing ghost activity. So I think land is very, very crucial when you're dealing with ghosts because they're stuck to that. Ghosts like patterns. They like the same thing all the time. And when you start disrupting that with a new house, when you renovate, when you change things up, they don't like that so much. You'll start seeing a whole lot more activity. So just being in Fort Smith by itself, you're going to see a lot of Native American land being rooted and changed, and because it was on the way to Oklahoma.
Gotcha. That's beautiful. So you posted something about your daughter sending you a text about she learned something in school about a revolution, and she wanted to go, I guess, ghost hunting with you. How'd that make you feel?
Well, my son has actually ghost hunted with me 3 times. She's 14. He's 20. So I'm okay with him going. Uh-huh. I'm not okay with her going. She's too young for that. And she really just wants to go to San Antonio and have a vacation down there and see some cool sights and eat some really cool places. But no, she's not old enough to go on investigation. She's too young. They would attach to her like crazy. I'm not, she's exposed to it enough here. She hears me talk about it. She sees my books all around the house. She sees me watching all these, you know, ghost shows. That's enough. But she, it's really cool that she supports me.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, we can go to San Antonio and see the Alamo. Because she's really into history as well as I am. And so it's really cool that she was into history. And she goes, oh, and by the way, you can investigate while we're there. And I think she was trying to give me go down there so she can get a free vacation, but it was about her going to, you
know. That's good.
So
she got mad. She called it the fort, and like I said, I'm from Texas, so I was like, you're talking about the Alamo, and she's like, how do you know that? I'm like, baby girl, I grew up in Texas. That's all we talk about is the Alamo.
Exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, I was gonna say, what is the community been like, or your family, as far as you saying, hey, I want to be a ghost hunter? Not just your immediate family. I'm talking about relatives, neighbors.
That's a really good
students.
Question. Being, at, yeah. I've had more. It's been mixed. My family's been super supportive. My son is, he's been on 3 investigations with me. Yeah. He's still a huge skeptic. He doesn't believe any of it, which is fine. I'm going to make him a believer. He's going to start seeing it here before too long. He goes because his best friend who's in the Civil War video loves it. He's like, hey, let's go with mom. Let's go investigate. So he goes just to, because it's something to do on a Saturday night, but he doesn't believe in any of it. He actually kind of makes fun of me. He'll take a cup and he'll move it. And he goes, oh mom, the ghost did that. And kind of just make fun of me. But, or he's like, hey mom, did you catch a ghost tonight? And mm-hmm. just laugh. My daughter, you know, she's like, oh my God, are we watching another ghost TV show? Can we watch something else? So they're not against it.
Yeah.
They're not making fun of me, but I will tell you the school, the community, and the school has been kind of half and half. You know, I've got some teachers that work with me that are like, oh, that's really cool. They subscribe to my channel. They watch my stuff. And then some like, oh my gosh, that's the weird ghost teacher.
I would say, what did the parents say? Like the parents are like, you know,
I have had no parents say anything yet.
At all?
None.
Okay. Well,
they're good. Probably subscribing to help their kids get better grades.
Well, yeah, obviously, I know you're, like you said, your students must think you're like one of the coolest teachers.
I bet they do. I would.
I mean, yeah. I mean, some of them, they tell me that, but I'm sure some of them think I'm weird, but yeah, I mean, yeah, I've got tattoos and I talk about history and I hunt ghosts. I mean, how cool is that?
That there is you cool. go. You have a Harley? You have a Harley too?
So you're a single parent, a ghost hunter, paranormal investigator. So how do you find the time, the energy? How do you, you know, decompress? What do you do?
Oh, I don't know. I ask that question all the time. But like, I mean, my days are packed. Like today I worked all day and then I came home and cooked dinner and then I have this podcast. And then as soon as I'm done with this podcast, I'm going to look at my video because I've got a video on Friday to post. I'm going to be editing all night long. And then I wake up and make lunches and breakfast and go back to work. And when it's something you love, it doesn't feel like work.
Right.
And I love history. That doesn't feel like work. And then this is fun. So that doesn't feel like work. I'm actually, the hardest part is I'm a perfectionist. So when I feel like I'm done with editing my video and getting it ready, I'm like, no, there's something else. I need to make it better. And so I'm really hard on myself, trying to just upgrade everything and make this video better and make my intro better. And
with the Ouija board in the cemetery, I saw it was, you had KO, your adopted son. Is that right?
So my son, Brendan, and his best friend is Kentario. We call him KO.
Okay.
He was his high school best friend. My son was a high school wrestler and a college wrestler, and KO wrestled with him in high school, same high school that I teach at. And he was always at our house.
Eating
my food and sleeping over and hanging out and watching movies. And I kind of just adopted him.
Like, I got you. So did they believe you when it came down to the Ouija board? I saw them, you moved away and they were touching the Ouija board, but they still were. They looked at like they didn't believe.
Well, my son was like, mom, you're doing this. So I said, okay, well, I'll leave. And then, so I left and it was just the two boys and it worked. I mean, it worked with just them two and they kept thinking it was each other. And
right.
It still kept moving. It was very active. Mm-hmm. And, KO was like, no, bring mama back. I'm done with you. And I came back and it worked even more. We actually caught there was another woman that talked to us after Chad, but the video got so long, I cut that out. But we did speak to another woman. I just didn't add it to that episode, but it was a woman named Edna.
What did she say though?
She said that she had died of tuberculosis. I asked how you died and she said TB. Mm-hmm. And so I told, they were like TB. And I was like, that stands for tuberculosis. And they started laughing at me like, how do you know that? And I was like, I'm a teacher. I know what
Exactly. Exactly.
And then she said she had a couple kids and she was young and she died of tuberculosis. And I actually looked up Edna in the archives and there was like four Ednas there. So
gotcha. I
talked to one of them.
Okay, so you're not okay. What about the Ouija? So you're not afraid of the Ouija board at all? You don't think you can open up a door to obviously demons or a dark spirit?
Yeah, I mean, but a lot of people play the game and don't really know how to close it out, how to finish the session and close that door. And that's where a lot of people get into trouble, is they just leave it open without closing it.
Mm, gotcha. Yeah, so, but you've used, so this wasn't your first rodeo with it?
Oh, I used it as a kid, like 13, 14, at a, you know, when you're spending the night at someone's house and they do it for fun.
Which of your friends had this sitting in their damn closet?
Yes, yes, yeah. I remember doing this for fun, and I don't remember what happened, to be honest. I don't remember, like, whatever came of it.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was insignificant, because I don't remember it, but...
You know what happened? I think you got hunted by ghosts. That's why you're the
ghost. They like me now.
Yeah, the ghost whisperer. That's what happened. You were like, when you are 40, we're gonna find you.
Yeah,
so they're waiting. What made you want to interview someone who does ghosts? Like, what got you into
I love the paranormal. I love anything with UFOs. I love like your name. I love anything that's unexplained, that because I think there's different realms and I just believe that there's more than meets the eye. I believe there's three dimension, four dimensional, five dimensional things that we can't see, but that are around us whenever we feel something, we can call it intuition, or we feel our intuition tell us not to go there, or if, you know, something feels creepy or dark or yeah.
For me, it's, I like people. I like learning new things. So you were very interesting as well. So just watching you and watching what you're doing. And as far as the weird and wack, it is just interesting.
Yeah.
For me personally.
Yeah. But yeah. Oh,
Y'all are cool. No, we are cool. You know, it's not cool. You know, it's not cool. AT&T's not cool. Kill AT&T. I swear. Like, yeah. I mean, yeah.
My kids they're off in their room, so I can do this for a while. I ain't got nothing else to do. So we're fine if you go and if you need to cut some, unless you're frustrated and want to be done.
No, I'm not frustrated. We didn't want to
mess with your time.
We don't want to
mess
with your time.
I'm good.
You're good.
Because I understand.
Because you're all dressed up for like 30 minutes. I mean, I put on makeup.
Okay. All right. Oh, this is a night out. That's funny.
Okay.
Yeah, this is my night out with you guys.
Yeah, we're glad to be the double.
I gotta ask you this question. Reggie didn't want me to ask him. I'm gonna ask it anyway, though.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
Did you squash your Twitter beef?
No, they blocked me, and it's never come up. And they're pretty famous. And I've never had an issue since with them because they bought me. It's never come up anymore. Oh. But I didn't know they were famous. And this was like back in the beginning of October when I first got into this community and started, you know, networking and reaching out. And I never heard of this person ever. And then I realized, oh my God, they're like super high up in the chain of shouldn't have pissed them off.
Like, how many paranormal friends did you lose over this? Wait, can you elaborate on that story? Because I'm unaware of it. This man does his research, which I commend him for. But for those of us that are like me in the audience that have no clue probably what you guys are talking about, can you elaborate on that?
Sure. So like, I got into this because of the orbs. Like I started getting orbs at my house and And they're not bugs, because what I do on my videos is I show what an orb looks like on my home camera, and then I put a bug right next to it so you can see how my camera picks them up differently. Mm-hmm. And it got me excited. I fell in love. It drew me into this world, kind of like you were saying, this world of craziness. Like I didn't know this world existed. And I was now a part of it. I'd never been a part of it before. And I started getting them all the time. Well, my Twitter following was going, and this person had this famous person who's on TV on several paranormal shows. He's a medium, a psychic medium, and he had retweeted something from someone else and was making fun of them. They had reached out to him and said, "Hey, will you look at this orb photo? And will you tell me what you think this is?" And he retweeted it and made fun of him. Like, "I'm so sick and tired of seeing all these people sending me these orb photos. Please just leave me alone. I'm not here to see your orb photos." And he has a huge following because he's famous. And he embarrassed him and really just kind of threw him under the bus. And the guy was new. The guy didn't know. He was looking for help. He was looking for answers. And he used that to step on him, I guess.
Sure.
And I wasn't following either one of them. It just, you know, when you follow people and they comment, it kind of just shows up in your feed.
Right. And, right.
So I was like, what? Like, I felt really bad for the guy because he was literally just looking for answers and didn't know where to go. Thought he would reach out to this famous person, ask for help. And he just got made fun of on this huge platform. Mm-hmm. And he shut down, he just quit. And the mama bear kind of came out in me because I felt bad for the guy, and because that was my same experience. And I'll be damned if you treat me like that. Like, if it had been me that you had done that to, with the same experience, I'd have blown up on you. So, but the guy didn't. He's obviously different than me, and he shut up and he was like, "Well, apparently I shouldn't have asked that question." I'm like, "Hell no, you can ask that question. That's what you're there for. If you're if you're experienced, if you've been doing this 30 years, if you're on a famous TV show, people are going to come to you for advice. They're going to come to you for help. And don't use that platform to embarrass people." And so I tweeted at him and I said, "How dare you use your platform to embarrass him?" And I said, "That's how I got started. And don't treat people that way." And I said, "If I've been doing this 30 years and I've treated him the way you just did, then I need to get out of the business because this is a people business. I know you're dealing with dead people, but you're also dealing with
real people
that are not dead."
That's right. Exactly. Well,
"You're not going to treat people like that." Well, then he said, "Well, I'm so sick of orbs." I said, "Well, then get out of the business, because orbs are ghosts too."
Yeah.
So,
and then you go, girl.
A couple times, and then he blocked me. I did cuss at him. I did call him an asswipe. That way. And that's when he blocked me. And then half of his followers, I would say half and half, supported me and was like, "You know what? We've wanted to say this to him for so long, but everyone was too scared to."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Apparently he hates orbs. He wants to see the full apparition. And if it's not a full apparition, he's too good for that.
And look who you shit on. I mean, the one that can see all these apparitions, like, it's crazy. If he only knew.
So he, you know, some of his followers were like, "You know, how dare you talk to him like that? Do you know who he is?" And I was like, "I actually don't know who you are." It doesn't matter if I do know who you are, you're still treating people like crap. So,
right, right.
Yeah. So that happened back in October, and it was pretty wild for a couple of days, and then it died down.
Gotcha. Gotcha. But I mean, like you said, 695, you're blowing up. You don't believe it. I think you're blowing up on the social media and.
Well, I'm 1,000 on Twitter, but YouTube is 675 at this point in recording. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But like, I've been on YouTube for 2 months. I've been on Twitter for 2 months. I started Twitter in August and I started YouTube in July.
Oh, there you go. And killing it. That's what I'm trying to say. So, I mean, but you have not just family members and friends, you have people discovering you every day.
Exactly.
And coming out and saying, commending your work and saying that they like you. I mean, I saw, what was it? It was not King Tut. It was someone you did a voiceover video. Who was it on? No, it was The Curse of something. Sucks for me.
The Curse of King Tut. I did a collaboration.
No, was it a collaboration? No, you did a voiceover.
She did a collaboration too, though.
But not the King Tut. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. But it was like having to do with. It was not King Tut. Maybe it wasn't King Tut. It was a voiceover that you did, and it was really good. I thought.
You're talking about Super Horror Show, where it was an animation.
No. Your voiceover on your channel. It had to do with if you call
bring
out.
Bring up my channel on your phone and look it up.
That makes sense.
There you go. You got it. You gonna take care of that?
I know you got your phone. You
do it.
I could do it while you're talking. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I'll let the researcher do it.
Yeah, that's me.
Let my assistant do it. Oh, let my assistant grab that.
Ugh. Your sidekick.
Yeah, you got it, Betty.
I got it.
Looking, you don't even have it in your stuff, in your feed?
I do.
Oh, have you subscribed to my channel?
I have.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, we both are.
Yeah, we are. We both. Oh, we three are. We need to. I don't know if I subscribed as a person.
What do you mean as a person?
Well, Brobrance did, but I don't know if I subscribed. That makes sense.
So
unexplained. I like that name. It's very catchy.
See, which one is it?
We got that coming. Yeah, the curse.
Coming. The curse of the.
No. Keep going.
Is when she's like, "Oh, I'm talking about." Girl, you got some videos. Fairies are real. No, not the fairies are real. These are all the videos.
Yeah.
How many videos? Wait, this one right here.
I have about 40. How many
videos? The curse of King Tut.
Yeah.
King's Tut. Wait, the Pharaoh's curse. No, yeah. It's the Pharaoh's curse. Yeah, yeah. It's that one title, but it was not collab. I didn't see a collab.
Was it a collab?
Yeah, it's a collaboration. Yeah.
So you know when you don't finish the video because I had to do a lot of editing. I had to do a lot of editing, but I was very impressed. I was like, wow. So you did all that yourself?
Messing up the analytics.
You did all the... no. So you do all the editing yourself and everything? Because it's very impressive.
Yes. The collaboration was with Parachills, and he's like a horror narrator. So he narrates horror things. And yeah. So his voice is super creepy and super dark and kind of scary. And so I usually collaborate with him once a month on a video. We started with Jack the Ripper. That was our first one. Mm-hmm. And then we did the Salem Witch Trials.
Yeah.
Collaborate on that one. And then we did the Curse of the Pharaoh. So we've done three. And his voice is super creepy. Some people love it.
Yeah.
It kind of adds a different flair because mm-hmm. he's the opposite than me. But then some people are like, okay, his voice is super creepy. I can't listen to this. So,
oh, really? You said para-evident?
I grow his audience and he grows mine, and it brings a different vibe to one of my videos. So, yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's all good.
Did you meet him on the social media or you guys are like neighbors?
I think he's in Arkansas.
Social media, because he's from England.
He's from England. Oh, wow.
That's a different one.
That's very, very cool. Yeah, see, that's what I was trying to hit on that when you asked as far as what you wanted to talk about. See, that's why I wanted to talk about like, A true crime case where you can walk us through all the details and gory, you know, hearing it completely. I think I tried to give you
one from Oklahoma and it was too dark for you. I mean, eating testicles that were cut off in the bedroom. I mean, that was the last one.
No, it wasn't too dark.
I was thinking about the nuts that he liked.
It was uncomfortable. It was like,
He started imagining it for himself. That's all.
What?
You were just like,
bro. You know it's so good. Hey, my mom used to say this. She's like, you know, there's two people you'll mess with. You don't mess with the cook, you don't mess with the mechanic.
Which one are you?
No, but I'm saying, check this out. So for video editing and stuff, you don't mess with the cook. You don't mess with the editor.
You already got me already before.
Oh, I got you good.
You got me last time.
No, really I good. Got you good coming this time. You don't even know. You don't even know.
This guy.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, I love it. I love that.
So with the fairy.
I like your vibes together.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
I'm not trying to insult you, but like whenever I was doing that at the Civil War cemetery with my son and his friend,
yeah,
the vibe between them, I don't know if you watched that, but they are so hilarious and so fun. And
they were.
People commented about how they interacted and how us three, you know, interacted. And it's a really good team.
You're right. I really enjoyed it.
It's the chemistry. That's
it was. Right. And they were like just.
Yeah, because he texted me. He was like, yo, but I knew he took it. I took it as, yo, you said adoptive. I took it as you took on the kid. He took it as you went and signed papers and brought him from Africa or something. I was like,
Technically, I've not adopted him, but he is my son's best friend, and he was at my house constantly for 4 years, all through high school, and I fed that boy. He would come to my house and eat everything I could, and my kids would be like, oh, I don't want this, I don't want this, and that boy would clean his plate, and he would take my trash out, and he was so respectful. I'm like, y'all need to learn from him.
There you go. So,
he calls me mom.
Kudos, KO. Kudos. There you go.
Got you. Yeah, but he was like, oh, man. He was like, oh, Kelly's black son is really funny. I was like,
I don't think it's literal. I don't think it's literal, but okay.
See, I got what you meant in the video.
Oh, with the fairies, though. Seriously. Was that a real fairy?
That was not my video. I'll be honest with you. I took that. That video came from someone from, I think, New York. And I just happened to see it, and I credited them in the description box. That was not mine. And that was when I first got started, and I just was like, oh, this is a really cool video. I'm going to give it some props, and so I posted that. But
yeah, I watched it like 5 times. I was like, wait a minute, is that a fairy?
It went viral. The original one went viral for sure, and there's actually a whole lot more fairy videos out there. If you look up fairy videos, there's a ton of them.
Yeah, there's mermaid ones too, which are scary. Mermaids are creepy.
Yeah, mermaids are really creepy. Yeah, I believe in Bigfoot. I believe in UFOs. I believe in fairies. I'm not sure about mermaids though.
Do you believe that UFOs are fallen angels?
No.
No? Yeah. I think they are.
You do?
Do. Because
I do think they helped build the pyramids.
You said you think they did? Yeah, possibly. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I think they give knowledge. I think they gave civilization knowledge. Even going back to, I mean, of course, I think the government has aliens and had encountered them. I think that's true. But I do think they're fallen angels, because think of it. We all keep thinking God, if we're, I don't know if you're spiritual, obviously, right? Yeah, yes. You believe in God. Cool. So we all keep thinking, because of Jesus and whatnot being so ancient, that, oh, we can't imagine technology being on anything to do with God. But they're, like you see in the ancient times, they show like alien spaceships and whatever, spaceships, saucers is what they call them. Saucers.
It could be a spaceship.
But they also showed like things that look like, in the Egyptian hieroglyphics, they show things that look like damn helicopters, bro. If you'd have to see them, but
and the Mayans have similar writings. It seems like all these ancient civilizations have the same type of pictures, and they're very far away from each other. So it's not like, hey, let's draw a picture of an alien. But they're all drawing the same type of thing, and they're hundreds of years apart, separated by continents. Yeah. And they're all doing the same thing. And the Mayans have a very similar structure as the Egyptians, and the mathematics of that
is ridiculous.
Out of this world.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still getting data, so I can't make a.
He's like KO. He's a half and halfer. He's on.
Yeah, I'm just listen. I listen, and it has to make sense for me. I just can't just go in and just believe because you tell me. I have to see evidence, and it has to be, you know, something that I can believe.
Yeah, I get it.
Has to be tangible.
Yeah, I get you. That's why you're only this cool. Amen. what I was gonna
tangible stuff. You'll be screaming like a girl running out.
Oh, see, there you
that's
go.
Why, and that's why we're subscribed to your channel.
Yeah, exactly. But
so whenever you come down to Arkansas, because you're in Florida, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Whenever y'all make a trip to Arkansas, we've got a lot of cool stuff here we can look at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey. Road trip.
Yeah, there you go. Bro Rance on the road.
Bro Rance on the road.
I don't know if I can travel with you, bro. I don't know. You
don't
what kind of music you like? Oh, that's right. You like that Boys to Adolescent stuff.
I listen to your old music. He was in a boy band once.
I was not. I wasn't a boy band, but so were you.
I can see it. He's a pretty boy. I can see it.
Yes, he is, isn't he?
It's cool when she says it. It's kind of awkward when you say it.
He is a pretty boy.
It's like, what?
Pretty boy band, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. See?
He does remind me of old school Boys to Men, though.
Right?
You see? No, you.
No.
Yeah. No, you.
You, Reggie? Bro. Reggie or Ray?
Which one's which?
I'm Ray. This is Reggie.
Okay, Ray. Boys to hey. Men.
Yes, yes, Ray Boyce the freaking man. Yes, yes. Oh all my right. gosh, this drink today is wonderful.
Okay,
he's unsubscribing now. He's mad.
Oh, this is so good.
Actually, that's a compliment. I love Boyce the Man.
He was in
hey,
the.
They were the OGs. I mean,
they were. That's not bad.
No, no. But I'm saying,
thank you, Kelly.
He's I got a little. You. No, he just has a little animosity because he was in it when it was called Boys to Adolescent, and then Wanye came in and he got kicked out.
Not true, but
Wanye had a better voice.
You, Reg, you got the whole Seattle grunge scene going on. So
I don't even know what that is. I felt like you just called me a hobo.
Do not call me a hobo. Don't edit it out. You better keep that in.
Edit it out. Don't you edit got it the out. Whole cool look. It's gonna.
Do not edit this
it's
out.
It's gonna be a cool look. And boys, Adolescent.
It looks like he would. I would catch him at a Starbucks.
By the way, there's a investigator in Arkansas named Para Evident.
Yeah, he messaged me about you guys. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. He said you're very.
Oh, cool. You followed on Twitter.
Yeah, he's very. He said you're very. He said, "What did he say?"
He said you're very peeps.
Yeah, he said you're very cool and a good person and great to work with.
I mean, did you interview the dude?
We just chit chatted.
You did?
Yeah.
Damn, this is pretty creepy. I don't know if it's research or damn like stalker.
Yeah, he actually. I worked with him twice. Well, one and a half. We did one investigation that we had to shut it down pretty quick, and so we didn't get to finish it. We're going to go back next week. It's to the Crescent Hotel. It's the most haunted hotel in Arkansas.
Yeah.
We started it, didn't get to finish, so we're going to go back there. But I was with KO and my son on that one, and he joined us. And then he came to the one that we just did last weekend that I'm posting Friday. He was in that one.
Why'd you shut it down?
Yeah. Yeah, he's really cool because he built his own SLS camera, which I don't know if you know what that is, but he built some of his own ghost hunting equipment, uh-huh. kind of parted it together. So yeah, I mean, super young. He's new. He just started out as well, and so, but yeah, I mean, he worked well with my two boys, and he's a good kind of sidekick. I guess you could say, but yeah.
Psychic. Yeah. What were you going to say? Why was it shut down? I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Why was it shut down? So fast? Yeah. Why did you shut down?
Police chase you guys off?
Ooh, good question. I was hoping you weren't going to ask that. No, we went up there. It's called the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And really you've got about four rooms that are haunted. It's like three or four stories. And I don't know if you know the story behind the Crescent Hotel.
No, go ahead. Tell us.
Do you want to know the story? Do we have time?
Yeah, absolutely. We got time.
You know what? Yeah, whatever you want to do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the story behind the Crescent Hotel was there was a...
Ooh. If you guys are excited as me to hear how this episode concludes, I suggest you tune in this Wednesday on Weird and Wacky when the conclusion of this episode, part two, drops. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. Ooh, don't you just hate when they leave you on a cliffhanger? Yeah. About that.
Ha 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 ha